You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that saying, all politics is local? Well, submitted for your approval, this corporate variant. All business depends on what kind of company you are. That's relevant today because for all of the wailing and gnashing of teeth about the supply chain mishigas going on right now, for a certain kind of company in this economy, honestly, it's supply chain crisis? What supply chain crisis? That was the message from big box retailers this week. Walmart and Target and Home Depot all told investors they've got plenty of inventory, thank you very much, to get them through the holidays. But with the logjam at the ports and the shortage of truck drivers and all the rest that we have been telling you about, how exactly did they pull that off? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
You know those local news reports you see every Black Friday of shoppers engaged in hand-to-hand combat over that last power saw at Home Depot? Don't blame that on broken supply chains this year.
I wouldn't expect to see any glaring shortages of product.
Liz Suzuki is a retail analyst with Bank of America. She says big box retailers learned a lesson from Black Friday 2020, when they actually wanted fewer customers in-store and more online.
They did pre-buy or just bought, you know, 1 or 2 months before they normally would have. So then again, they did that for spring. They took that into this year's holiday season as well.
Beyond being well prepared, big box retailers get VIP treatment from freight carriers simply because they're big, says Jason Miller, a professor at Michigan State University.
They're going to get prioritized by the ocean carriers. And they're going to get preferential treatment on the inland transportation side from the railroads as well as from trucking companies, given the size and scale.
Miller says the hype around retailers chartering their own cargo ships is overblown, but many are finding novel ways around those backed up ports, especially for expensive items. Terry Esper is a professor of logistics at Ohio State.
Companies like a Walmart, for example, that sells a ton of technology, I would assume that they probably leverage their air cargo capabilities to be able to, you know, essentially fly over, pun intended, the congestion on the West Coast.
That's an option most small businesses can't afford. Part of the reason many big box retailers have picked up market share this year. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
President Biden's sales tour for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan he signed into law on Monday took him to Detroit today and one of GM's electric vehicle plants there. The new law, which includes $7.5 billion, by the way, to add more EV charging infrastructure around the country, because if you don't have that, those EVs become a lot less attractive, right? Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks at what is needed and who is actually doing the work of building out that new piece of America's infrastructure.
When Andrew Mosman decided to take his Tesla on a road trip from Los Angeles to a bunch of national parks in Utah a couple of years ago, he wasn't worried about being able to get from LA to Utah on the highway. But he was worried about finding charging stations in more remote areas between national parks.
I decided to try to go from hotel to hotel and only stay at places that had Tesla chargers. That worked until it didn't work.
When he got to his second hotel, the only two EV chargers were already being used. He was able to find just enough power to get through to the next day, but it was a little dicey. There are still a lot of places around the country where EV chargers are hard to find, but a growing number of companies, from car makers to startups, are building more of them all the time.
We have stations in 46 states, and we feature ultra-fast charging, which is capable of recharging a car at 20 miles of range per minute.
Matthew Nelson is with Electrify America, and he says any electric car can use its stations. Teslas, which have their own unique kind of plug, and the vast majority of EVs in the U.S., which have more standard combined charging system plugs. Building new charging stations, Nelson says, involves a lot of players. For instance, big chains like Target or Walmart will often lease space in parking lots.
And then we can't build a station unless it can be connected to the power grid. And so we reach out to the utilities, and the utilities design the service, and then we build the station.
Nationwide, there are just under 50,000 public EV charging stations. Biden's goal for 2030, 500,000. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.